I'm beginning to sense, though, an incredible feeling of high strangeness in this entire situation. I mean, with what happened with the cartoons, the Dick Cheney shooting episode, though it has nothing to do with this, pops up at a weird time. An accident, no doubt. But I mean, all this stuff, including this, is just strange. I mean, and even the president, as you write in your article, shooting himself basically in the foot over this entire situation. The timing for all of these things, Jerry, to me is very peculiar.
Well, you've got a good point. You know, George, I write that this is really a Harriet Myers moment for the president. I mean, you know, he's really made a mistake here of judgment. The administration has, at least, that did not have to be made. This issue of Dubai could have been vetted more thoroughly in the White House or in the Department of Treasury, could have been brought to Congress. There is a 45-day period that this law calls for that could be reviewed by Congress. That ought to be exercised right now. But instead, George Bush is taking the extreme position that he's going to veto any legislation that comes out of Congress, and that's defiant, just like he was initially on the Harriet Myers affair. So I don't think it's really a smart policy in the administration. And it bothers me also, George, with what's going on with Iran right now and Iran's ties with Dubai, which I don't think the public is really fully enough aware of.
All right, tell us about that.
Well, Dubai has been a country that has invited the Iranian investment. It's very close to Iran, as you know, and they've just put up a welcome here sign for Iranians to put their money. Now, the mullahs, which have stolen money, these clerics who rule Iran, they've stolen millions and millions of dollars from the Iranian people.
Millions or billions?
Billions. I mean, Rafsanjani, their former prime minister, is a billionaire, legitimately established billionaire, and he owns whole resorts in Dubai.
So what they do, take oil money personally? They had to. That's the really only form of income, I guess. And then they just kept it for themselves?
You've got it, George. They nationalized the Iranians nationalized their oil industry. They get $200 million a day. The average person in Iran is living at about $2,000 a year. The country is really destitute because of this. And the mullahs, the clerics who rule the country, take the money. It's like a criminal mafia.
It's like what, 75 people?
About 75 people, George. And they, you know, there's... They have put their money and their families into great wealth, many of them with, you know, elaborate vacation homes in Dubai. There's something like 300,000 Iranians living in Dubai.
And
right
I guess with that kind of income stream, Jerry, you can buy a lot of military's favors, right?
Well, that's exactly right, George. That's where their nuclear technology is getting funded. You know, their new president, Ahmadinejad, who says that Israel ought to be wiped off the map, he said he was going to redistribute some of this oil money to the people of Iran. It has not happened. The mullahs are just getting richer by the day. And Dubai has extended... There's over 7,000 Iranian businesses established in Dubai. And if we're going to go for sanctions against Iran because they're non-compliant with their nuclear program, that's what Secretary Rice wants to do, taking Iran to the Security Council, are we also going to impose sanctions on Dubai? Because a lot of their wealth, it's kind of like their escape hatch. If Iran ever gets attacked, you're going to find a lot of the mullahs running away to Dubai before, you know, the military hardware starts flying on them.
The president says that the Emirates are important to us. They've been military friends for us. They allow our ships, our U.S. warships in the area. They allow us to use bases there. We need them, and we need their favors. Is that a pretty accurate statement?
Well, I think it's all one-sided because there's another side to the picture, George. What's happened is the United Arab Emirates also was one of two countries in the Middle East to recognize the Taliban in Afghanistan. They actually had a ministry there.
Well, like double agents then.
Right. I mean, it's been fully documented. Dubai has acted as a bank for al-Qaeda. Two of the 9/11 people who took the airplanes, hijackers, including one who flew the plane into one of the two into the World Trade Center, came from Dubai, from the United Arab Emirates. They've operated with Hamas. They've, you know, it's been documented they helped get money out of the United States through bogus Islamic charities that ultimately ended up with Hamas, the radical Islamic terrorist group that now has control of the Palestinian parliament, and also sworn to the destruction of Israel. So Dubai has got a very, very mixed record of having worked with terrorists. And, of course, you know, they're in bed with the mullahs of Iran, who are supporting Hezbollah, are now going to provide financial assistance to Hamas when Israel, the European Union, and the United States have all said we will cut off all money to Hamas. Iran said, that's fine, we'll take care of it. These same mullahs are, you know, banking in Dubai, buying property, establishing businesses, putting their families in vacation homes, and Dubai is doing that openly.
Let me ask you this, Jerry. Is there someone in government or groups of people in government, our government, that have a financial relationship with the United Arab Emirates?
Well, George, always an excellent question. It's follow the money. If you take a look at Secretary Snow, one of his companies, before he became Secretary of Treasury, CRX, and a lot of the truckers driving tonight, they're going to know the company because it's a trucker container company. He owned part of that company. He sold it to Dubai Ports World. One of the top executives of Dubai Ports World, a guy named David Sanborn, who graduated from the Maritime Academy, has been appointed by President Bush just recently to be the Maritime Administrator under Secretary Mineta in the Department of Treasury. Now, these ties need to be investigated. And I'm sure if you follow the money, you're going to find a lot of ties between this Dubai Ports World, which, by the way, George, is 100% owned by the Dubai government. It is not a private company. It's just a front for the Dubai government.
Of course, and the Dubai government could be just that one family, the Maktoum family, right?
Precisely. It's the sheikh who established, it's the chief emirate in the United Arab Emirates.
Are they the ones who are always at the Kentucky Derby? It's the same family, isn't it?
It's the same family.
All right.
And they're Arabs again, you know, as opposed to the Iranians who are Persians. I mean, these are distinctions, but they are Arabs like Saudi Arabia.
All right, so we've got this situation where they are buying this company from the Brits for $6+ billion.
Correct.
Why? Why does this company, first of all, this British company, why do they want to sell out?
Well, I'm sure they've got they've got their reasons for that amount of money. I'm sure they're making a great deal selling out. Now, you got to realize that this money is being put up by Barclays Bank and Deutsche Bank, and it's entirely leveraged. In other words, there's no real capital going into this except for loans that these banks are arranging. And they're able to arrange almost $7 billion in loans because the ultimate debtor here is the United Arab Emirates, which has an A1 credit rating by Moody's.
So they're basically guaranteeing the repayment of this $7 billion loan.
That's right. You know, George, you and I ought to establish a company to do this and have the United States government guarantee us, and we'll borrow the $7 billion.
I'm not sure if I had $7 billion, I'd want to buy ports.
Well, I know, but I'm saying this is a government action.
I'd buy the Detroit Red Wings and the Pistons. That's what I'd want.
That's what's going on. It's a government-guaranteed loan into a government Dubai company, which is running our ports, and it has a mixed history of having worked with terrorists, including Al-Qaeda, the exact guys involved in the 9/11 plot, and it's continuing those relationships even today.